تونت سیلش کرد. Here we go.
Welcome to the Lewis S. Black Show. Now, time for a word from our sponsor.
Fucking A, man.
Lawrence, what would you do if you had $1 million?
I'd tell you what I'd do, man. Two chicks at the same time, man. Four boobies.
That's it? You had $1 million, you'd do two chicks at the same time?
Damn straight. I always wanted to do that, man. I think if I were a millionaire, I could hook that up too, because chicks dig dudes with money.
Not all chicks.
Well, the type of chicks that double up on a dude like me do.
Good point.
What about you now? What would you do?
Besides two chicks at the same time?
Well, yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing, huh?
I would relax. I would sit on my ass all day. I would do nothing.
Well, you don't need $1 million to do nothing, man. Take a look at my cousin. He's broke and doesn't do shit. Fucking A.
And that's exactly what would happen. Let's get off into the Lewis S. Black Show. Yo, what up, it's your boy Lewis S. Black coming to you with another podcast, baby. And on tonight's show, what we're going to talk about is how I'm tired of you women, and it's mainly 80s babies, for the most part, it's 80s babies, because I don't hear the Gen Xers, who, in my case, the ones that I interact with are the late 70s babies. And I really don't hear 90s babies saying this type of shit, which all kind of makes sense now that I think about it. And you definitely don't hear these 20-year-old girls that were born in 2002 talking this shit. Quit talking about Big Mama. Quit talking about what Big Mama used to do and what Big Mama didn't used to do, and what your grandpappy did, and what he didn't do, and all this and that. Because a lot of us 80s babies are living under a myth. All right? Now, when I do this episode, I'm going to talk about what I really saw as an 80s baby with some very active, productive grandparents. And none of it will be disparaging, but we're just going to talk reality. Because a lot of you all are painting this myth. Now, before I get off into that main subject, I'll go ahead and give y'all the celebrity beer spilling segment of the show. All right, Diddy's still in trouble. Motherfuckers are still talking shit about Diddy. The goddamn feds is trying to figure out what they want to charge this nigga with. They're trying to take him down. And Drake and Kendrick are still beefing. And the beef has gotten out of control to the point to where it's diss records that I haven't heard that I probably will tap into once I get done recording this episode. Because damn that, these niggas are creating their content and they not taking time to listen to my shit. So let me make my shit and then listen to their shit at their convenience. And also, shameless plug, I got a new album coming out. I'm doing some R&B shit. It's going to be called Lewis Black and the New Jacks. We're taking it back to the 90s hardcore New Jack Swing, up tempo, high vibration type of R&B. It's 12 songs, so it's not going to be one of them albums where you just listen to it and you done got fooled. Nah, you're going to want to fuck around and come back for more like the buffet. This is like the good ass chicken that's at the buffet beneath the sneeze guard. And I basically wrote the songs and I put together the beats. The rest has just been history. So that will be coming out very soon. I just have to do my album cover. So that should be coming up shortly. So I want y'all to look out for that. Your boy Trump got hit for $350 million. And I think that them white folks threw that type of outrageous number at him so that they could just fuck around and just finally take him out. But word on the streets is your boy got it. Hey, we're not going to get off into politics, but you got to get respect when respect due. He is a classic. There will never be another Donald Trump. All right, he's one of a kind. He said $350 million? Huh? Okay. You know what? All right. I'll figure it out. I'm not giving up any of my estates. You're not going to stop me from attending tea time on Sunday at 10 o'clock. And I like to be there at 9:45 because the Donald is all about being on time. I would just put out some amazing looking shoes. And the shoes, if you look at them, they are quite amazing. And I learned how to take something from the Negroes, which is, it's not about the shoes. It's about the name. You have to come up with a name that's cool. You have to come up with a name that's catchy. So that's why I went with the No Surrender ones. No Surrender. Because I, Donald J. Trump, I will not surrender. And I'm here for America. That's why I made sure to put the American flag on the back of the shoes. I mean, who better to put America on a pair of shoes than a former president, soon to be president again? Sleepy Joe, I'm coming back. I'm coming back the second time, just like Apollo Creed and Rocky. Which was an awesome movie. Awesome movie, by the way. So, Sleepy Joe, I hope that you've taken your nap, because Big Daddy's coming back home to take over the office. And yes, it will be a great term, and we shall once again make America great. Yeah, man. Your boy put out them handsome-ass shoes. And for anybody listening, if you haven't seen them No Surrender Awards, feel free to pause this podcast and just get up on Google and just type in Donald Trump No Surrender One Shoes. I ain't gonna lie, my lady took a look at them because she hadn't seen them handsome fellas. When I pulled them up, she said they looked like some boxing shoes. She said they looked like some boxing boots. I couldn't lie. The high tops If you gave me those high tops, I'm the type, I like to coordinate. I like to color coordinate. That's my OCD thing. That's my fashion thing, which is, I ain't gotta be having on no designer shit. But what we're gonna do is, if we're gonna do black and gold, we're gonna do black and gold. If we're gonna do black and red, we're gonna do black and red. So with these gold and blue and white and red, these goddamn gladiator boot high top sneakers, I would just have to have on a matching pair of boxing shorts along with some matching gloves. And then I'm gonna get out there and I'm gonna fight a motherfucker like Rocky. Yeah, Rocky, you keep on ducking me. I want the title. You don't deserve the title. All you do is fight a bunch of bums that your manager keeps on hooking up. Yeah, you didn't know? Your manager's been setting you up with bums to make you look good. You're not the Italian Stallion. I'm the African American Dream. Why you keep on ducking me? Tell these good folks why you keep on ducking me. Give me a shot at the title. I whoop your ass real good, you jive ass motherfucker. And oh, your lady over there. Yeah, I see you, little sweet thing. Yeah, you a good little piece of meat, but you ain't been tenderized. You ain't never no real man. A man that can make love to you for hours. When's the last time you been stroked for an hour long? When's the last time you been with a real man? He's sick of you looking all awkward like, because she's got a little bit of autism. You know, Rocky's chick had a little bit of that autism. Well, you know what, baby? If you want to get down with a real man and get more than 7 inches of some pure certified USDA beef, then go ahead and come to my apartment. I'll break you off. Fuck you, fuck you. You know what, fuck it. It's all, we're gonna fight. Yeah. That's what I would have to do if I put on them handsome ass Donald Trump shoes. At that point, I gotta fuck around and learn how to box. Or should I say train how to box? Because I did learn how to box when I was a kid. So I would have to get me some good training, get myself back up to speed. And I would have to fuck around and challenge somebody like one of them Logan kids to a damn fight and call their ass out the same way and talk disrespectful to their woman the same way and fuck around and go viral. If I put on them handsome ass shoes for about $3.99, and when I say $3.99, no, not $3.99, no. Basically, $400 will get you a pair of them handsome-ass Donald Trump shoes. Now, this nigga done doubled down. He done fucked around and took it to the hood. Now, he took it to the hood with the low pros. He fucked around and came out with some low tops. Now these low tops are mainly gold, because, you know, with the high top, you can do whatever you want to with a high top. That's like your time to just create a work of art. You know, with a low top, you can't really do too much with a low top because it'll just look crazy. So with a low top, it's mainly about the colors. And he just decided to go with that I call it the gladiator gold. Now with them low tops, you just basically need to have you, at the very least, a goddamn matching shirt and a matching hat, and you're just going to look country as hell. But it is what it is. Now, to the main part. I'm tired of you chicks trying to compare yourselves to Big Mama and trying to compare these modern day niggas to your granddaddy. And forgive the meows in the background. Things have kind of changed around these parts, which is over here at the headquarters, because sometimes I record from work and sometimes I record at what I call the headquarters. And over at the headquarters, we got cats. You know, my lady likes cats, so we got about three of them. We got Dash, the big ass bully. We got Gizmo, you know what I'm saying? The young gifted one. And then we got Sphinx, which is just the cool ass laid back nigga. And as of recently, her niece has temporarily dropped off a big old fat cat named Lucky. That is a lady. So I call her Lady Luck. Yeah, that's her name, Lady Luck. And she's big as a motherfucker. She's a full-blown adult. These other cats are some kittens, so they are kind of immature. She's an old lady. She's like, I ain't here for that bullshit. Don't come around here trying to play grab ass with me. She hisses at him like, and then she swats her paw at him. She'd have knocked all three of these niggas upside the head, so they know to leave her alone. They know that she ain't here for the bullshit. She's just here temporarily while my lady's niece gets her living situation together. And then once she gets established into her place, Lady Luck will rejoin my lady's niece at the new apartment. So if y'all hear a little bit of meowing, that's what it is. Now, once again, I'm tired of you ladies talking about what your grandpa used to do and what your grandma used to do. Because ain't none of us built like our grandparents. It's a new generation and it's new times. And we're also going to dispel a few myths. Number one myth. I figure I'm going to start heavy. Usually I start light and then I go heavy. But this time I'm going to start heavy and then we can get light. Alright, let's get the rough shit out the way. Number one bullshit myth. Your granddaddy did not come home and give your grandmama his whole paycheck. Alright? That makes no type of sense. And I am not trying to be sexist, but no man in his right mind is going to, in your granddaddy's time, while I keep up with this rhyme, work 50 hours a week at a gold mine or a coal mine and then bring his dirty, tired, sweaty ass back and hand over the whole check to a damn woman. You're putting the money at risk. Women are impulse buyers. So one of two things is going to happen. Either A, that woman is going to sit up here and do some logical shit. Oh, logical shit? What do you mean, Lewis S. Black? How can you be logical with money? Oh, that means that she's going to take that paycheck. And she's going to realize that this man only gets two paychecks a month. So she's going to take that first paycheck and she's going to allocate some money towards the mortgage. Yeah, because most of your grandparents had mortgages. They weren't fucking renting, right? So she's going to put part of the money aside to the mortgage. Part of the money to the side for the kids, which was your punk ass parents. And then she's going to put a part of the money to the side for groceries. Or hell, fuck putting it to the side. She's going to actually go grocery shopping and she's going to make sure that there's enough groceries in the house to last until the next time that grandpa gets paid. And then there's going to be just a little bit of money for luxury. Now, you know, let's get in the car and let's take a trip, you know what I'm saying, to the outskirts and maybe go to the Ozarks or something. Let's take the kids to the beach. We could all use some fresh air. Okay, that's if your grandmama's logical. But if she's not, then guess what? The money would get fucked up. So no, he did not give her his whole check. Here's what happened. Either A, here's the reality. So I hate to bust everybody's fantasy, but that's what this podcast is for. I'm here to dispel the fantasy. Here's what happened in real life. Number one, your granddaddy lied about what the fuck he was making. All right? Your grandmother thought that your granddaddy was making $6 an hour over at the factory. When truth be told, because your granddaddy was a badass, he was making $15 an hour. Even though your granddaddy, and when I say this, I'm not talking about my grandfather, because my grandfather in particular worked at the post office, so this is not my personal account, but this is what happened with a lot of y'all's grandparents, because I've been around a lot of y'all granddaddies, and I know how shit rolls. Your granddaddy was a badass, and he was better at the job than he told your grandmother and your kids. He played dumb. So yes, she thought he was getting $6 an hour. He was really getting about damn near $15 an hour over at that damn factory or the damn Ford Motor Company. What he did is when he cashed his own check, like a man, and even though your granddaddy only had a 10th grade education, he knew how to work some money. He gave your grandmama $6 worth of pay for her to allocate, and she couldn't do nothing but get responsible with the money. It wasn't enough money to really go shopping. It wasn't enough money to even go gambling. It was just enough money to go ahead and keep the bills paid. He took that other money and he put it in his pocket. Now, with that money that he put in his pocket, that mama don't know about money, he did a little bit of gambling, he did a little bit of tricking, and like a real man, he put a lot of money to the side and he made sure that the mortgage was going to be paid. And back then, that was easy to do, because back then, the damn mortgage was probably about damn near $800 a month. And he took care of shit. But to make your fat ass grandmama feel good, because most of y'all grandmamas was fat, he made her think that she was getting his whole check. It was a hustle. The old school hustle is, if a woman ain't doing shit around the crib, but just existing and living, you have to still make her feel important. I call it the hustle and flow thing, where, remember how the little white girl felt like she didn't do anything besides sell pussy? She was like, everybody has a purpose, you know. Taraji P. Henson was having his baby. The other chick, Paula J. White, she was stripping and bringing in a lot of money from the strip club in order to, you know, keep things afloat. But when DJ started doing his rap shit, he noticed, like, damn, this nigga's got an engineer. He's got a producer. He got Taraji P. Henson hopping on the microphone to my son. You know, it's hard out here for a pimp when you're trying to get the money for the rent. When the Cadillac and gas money spent, and it's a whole lot of bitches jumping ship. Yeah. She feel like, damn, I want to be a part of something. Give me something to do, DJ. Yeah. So that's how your granddaddy made your grandmama feel important. He gave her the illusion that he was giving up his whole check. Now, just in case some of you women that weren't even fucking born until the 80s, want to talk shit about how your granddaddy used to fork over his whole check. And I'm like, who the fuck was going to be able to verify that? Your parents who were kids who back then, in those days, kids stayed in a kid's place. So your mama, that's about 60-something years old now, is able to verify that on every Friday evening, your granddaddy came home from the factory and put down his toolbox and literally handed over a paper check to your grandmother. And I guess your mother is supposed to verify this with the fact that when that was going on, your mother was all of 8 years old, all of 12 years old, or even all of 16 years old. Because even at 16, 17 years old, that type of hand-to-hand combat was not done in front of the kids. That's some shit that would have been done in the bedroom, damn near with the door locked. Because my kids is not finna see me handing over my damn paycheck. I don't need these kids getting the wrong fucking impression. Okay? Alright? Now let me pause for a little second because I know that I'm hurting y'all feelings by dispelling this big old myth. So let me give y'all a second. And usually when I hear people talk that bullshit about what their granddaddy used to do with the money and all this and that, it's usually from a woman who was told that by a woman. Because a man, even if a man used to, at 8 years old, see his grandfather literally hand over a paper paycheck to his mother, he would take that shit to the grave. He would be embarrassed. So he wouldn't brag about the shit. He would just take it to the grave, and that'd just be one of his dirty secrets, because we all have our own little set of dirty little secrets that we just keep to ourselves. You know, lame shit like that. And doesn't have to necessarily be that you've been touched on or anything like that, but lame shit like that, usually as men, we keep that kind of lame shit to ourselves. We don't go around wearing that as some type of badge of honor or anything like that. All right. So it'd be women that was told that by a woman. Now, in the event that your granddaddy used to hand over a whole paper check to your grandmother, your granddaddy had a side hustle. Your granddaddy sold dope, or, because it was a popular thing back then, or... So either A, because crack wasn't invented yet. So your granddaddy was either slinging that boy, aka that dog food, aka that heroin, aka that heroin, or your granddaddy was running numbers, or your granddaddy was a part of one of the illegal gambling spots. Because unlike now, where you can go to a nice fancy ass casino with good lights and good food and good drinks and stingy ass slot machines, back then sometimes you had to go to the illegal gambling spot. So he had some type of hustle, and he was keeping some money in his pocket so that he could trick off, gamble, drink, and fuck other women. And if that's the case, then your grandmama probably was a responsible woman that knew how to take that paycheck and divvy it up amongst the bills, the mortgage, and taking care of the kids and making groceries. Alright? So let's get that shit clear. Nowadays, that shit is not happening. The economy is way rougher. And niggas is way smarter. Okay? If your granddaddy was giving his whole paycheck to your grandmother, it's because, I hate to say it, but it's because your granddaddy was fucking illiterate. Alright? The only thing he knew how to do was fucking work. He didn't know how to work no money. And trust me, this is where, once again, this is not me talking about my family, because my grandfather was a wizard of finance. He's one of them type of people where when he passed away, he actually left money behind. He didn't leave any debts. People actually gained money when he passed away. All right? How many of y'all can say that? You talk so much shit about Big Mama and your granddaddy. Did they leave you anything? Did they leave your parents anything? For the most part, the only thing that was left was maybe a house. Because them old school niggas, oh, they paid that crib off. And you know the reason why that crib got paid off is, once again, he had your grandmother thinking that he was making one salary when he really was making a higher salary. And it kept her out of his pockets. Alright? Yeah. Because your mother would have never even been able to afford that type of house. Even though it wound up being a regular house. So, that's what I'm saying. Let's go ahead, and if we're going to talk about this dating shit, let's talk about where we are at right now in 2024, instead of comparing ourselves to people that were out here hustling and busting in 1944. Okay? Times were different. You could fuck around and catch a movie for probably 25 cents. Alright? Shit was different. Now, part two of this harsh reality campaign. And this ain't no medicine. I ain't putting no candy in the medicine. This ain't that cool mint Listerine. This that old school brown Listerine tonight. You try to say that us men ain't built like your granddaddy. We ain't as tough as your granddaddy. We ain't got the mentality of your granddaddy. Alright. You're right and you're wrong. Us modern day black men, us brothers, we are still built for tough. And mind you, we're talking about 80s babies. And I will include some early 90s babies. So I'm going to say 80s babies, and I'm going to include some of you 90s babies that were born before 94. We are built fucking for tough. We get out here and we work either one good ass job, or we work one decent job and we get ourselves a side hustle. And if we have to, we take it to the motherfucking streets, bitch. Alright? You really don't see too many broke ass, confused ass 80s babies and early 90s babies. Now, let's get some bullshit clear. These niggas may not necessarily be bowling. We fly high, no lie. And you know this, bowling, we stay high. They may not be B-O-O-C-ing, like we used to say back in the days. They may not be B-O-O-C-ing, balling out of control. But very rarely do you see an 80s baby or an early 90s baby that was raised correctly that is just out here just flat ass on his back. And if he is just flat ass on his back at this point, because the nigga is in his 40s or getting ready to be 40, it was probably drugs. Minus drugs, most average 80s babies are productive, hardworking men, just like your grandfather. And they are making an honest day's pay for an honest day's work. And they are making sure that a roof is being provided and that things are taken care of. It's a roof over the kid's head. The kids are not going to school hungry. And the kids have decent clothes on their butts, along with fresh running water so that they can wash their ass, along with being in somewhat of a decent community, or fuck it, even if they're in the ghetto, fuck it, they know how to maintain themselves in the ghetto. Alright? So these niggas ain't balling, but then neither was your granddaddy. Your granddaddy had y'all damn near living in the projects like James Evans while he fucked around and worked goddamn two jobs just to have y'all niggas in the projects. You want to sit up here and talk shit to us modern day niggas, but at least your ass ain't got to be in no project building. At least your ass gets to either A, be in some type of house in a black neighborhood, which ain't necessarily a bad thing, or your ass is in the apartments in the black side of town, which ain't necessarily a bad thing. Okay? So let's dispel that. As far as toughness, trust me, us 80s babies, we came up tough. We still had to fight on the way to school, up to school. You know what I'm saying? We still had to go through bullshit. We were some of the last ones that lived a rough life. We talk about a woman living a soft life. You know, us 80s babies, us brothers, we were the last ones to live a rough life where you lived at home by yourself at 6, 7 years old while your parents were out working and doing whatever. We had to fend for ourselves. And when we did go outside, even as kids, we had to make critical decisions. Don't get into Dan's van, because Dan with the van is known as the raper man. You don't hop into Dan's van. And no, this is not no personal shit, because ain't nobody ever touched me. Ain't nobody ever touched my sugar. Ain't nobody ever mistreated me or misfondled me. But I was told, do not get into the van with that man, all right? We had to come up under shit like that, all right? I don't know if your granddaddy had to deal with it, but if he did, then fuck it, he dealt with it and we dealt with it. So quit talking all that tough shit, because once again, you personally ain't never seen your granddaddy get into a fight with another man. And I'm pretty sure that your mama did not see him fight another man. Now, has your granddaddy fought another man? Probably. I'm pretty sure that during his time, he at one point said, you know what? You rat soup eating, trash talking, jive ass motherfucker. I'm tired of you disrespecting me, and I'm tired of you disrespecting my old lady. Now, I gave you a pass at the goddamn pool hall when you were sitting up here and ass-betting money that you didn't have. That's why you still owe Charlie $5, you cheap, lying-ass motherfucker. But now, you done sat up here and disrespected my family, and you done disrespected my old lady. You've been talking shit too long, so go ahead and put them up, you jive-ass turkey. We are about to engage in fisticuffs. I don't know karate, but I know Kareza. Come on. And they duped up. And they did some bare-knuckle boxing. But once again, your stupid-ass mama wasn't even there to see that shit. All right? Trust me, us 80s, us brothers from the 80s, we grew up also fighting niggas in the middle of the goddamn streets. Over frivolous-ass shit. All right? Straight up. I want y'all to digest that for a second, okay? All right? And we grew up in more of an era where niggas didn't necessarily just resolve everything with fist fighting. We came up during an era where it was an option. See, let me talk to y'all sisters about being a man. Because just like I can't tell you how to be a woman, because I would never bleed once a month. I will never experience childbirth, which can be a beautiful thing. I will never experience how to live life in a society where I'm really judged off of my looks first. To where if I look good, I'm considered. And then if I'm actually intelligent, I'm in the door. I'll never have to experience that. But y'all don't know what the fuck it's like to be a man. For the most part, even now, to this day, you sisters do not shoot each other. Ain't none of y'all willing to do a crime. Ain't none of y'all willing to do the time for the crime. So that's why you rarely hear about a woman shooting and killing another woman. Because a lot of y'all ain't ready to do that type of time. You're like, you know what? Fuck that bitch. If I see the bitch, it's like that. But you ain't ready to kill the bitch. Because you're not ready to do life in the federal prison. You like the free world. You like the free world where you can go and get your nails done and get your feet done. And you can go and choose different styles of hair. You can do your hair and you can eventually find a nigga that can allow you to live somewhat of a soft life and all that jazz. Okay. Yeah. So you're not going to risk being able to be in the free world and possibly be spoiled by a nigga over beef with a bitch. All right, now let me take you to the man's world. In a man's world, it's some niggas that don't give a fuck. I ain't scared of jail. Been there, and I've been waiting to go back. Trying to reunite with some niggas. All right? So as a man, when you engage in fisticuffs, it's not finna be a whole bunch of windmilling and swinging and hair grabbing and wrestling and somebody getting an advantage. It's going to be straight boxing. No, we don't even do rib shots. For the most part, we're just hitting each other in the fucking face. And who's going to get knocked out first? Or niggas is going to get to shooting at each other. Or one nigga got a gun and the other nigga don't. And the nigga gets popped. Alright? So don't talk to me about how tough your granddaddy was. What it was is your granddaddy had to live through tougher conditions. He did not have even the convenience of the TV channels that we had. He definitely did not have the convenience of a smart car or a smartphone or navigation. If your granddaddy had to go somewhere, he had to get a fucking map. All right? And at least us 80s babies, we know how to actually use a map. All right? So if y'all sisters are going to talk this weak shit, save that for maybe the Gen Zs, all right? But don't ever come to Gen X or what I call the old school millennials talking that hip shit, all right? We came up rough. Another thing is, most of y'all granddaddies had a second home, alright? Now you talk shit to us niggas, but everything is out there and open. Either A nigga is single with no kids, and I can point plenty of brothers out to you. I'm personally cool with one. Or B, he's single and he's got a kid or two. More than likely, if he's got two kids, more than likely, with my generation, more than likely, it's probably two kids, two baby mamas. But it's out there in the open and literally is public information. The Attorney General knows that he got Shanika and Tamika pregnant. Alright? Boom. Or this nigga was actually legit married. He's got two kids with one woman. And let that be the reason that now the two kids stay with his ex-wife. Okay. But shit is out there in the open. Forgive me. Had to hit a piece of the gas for that one. Now, let's talk about your grandpappy. Alright? He also had two or three kids. The difference is, yeah, he had two kids with your grandmama. But then there was also another kid on the other side of town. Now, here's the thing. Your grandmama knew about it. She found out about it. And she went off on him old school. You know what, Charles? You low-down motherfucker. How dare you sleep with that Jezebel and have a child behind my back? Every day I wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning and I feed these kids. I bathe these kids. And I get these kids to school. And once that bell rings at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I get these kids home from school and I help them get out their lesson. I teach them what they science, they reading, and they arithmetic. And after doing all of that, and then dealing with badass Junior, because he act like he can't pay attention to shit. I don't know what they call that mental disease, but I'm pretty sure in the future, they'll probably call it attention deficit disorder, because the boy don't pay attention to shit. After dealing with Junior, and after dealing with little Lisa, with her little smart ass mouth, she thinks she grown, always sassing me, I make sure that I have a hot meal waiting for your lying, conniving ass when you get home from that damn factory. Now see, I used to do this because Because you was a good man, Charles. And you're fine as, and you're as handsome as can be. But I can't believe that you got the nerve to be cheating on me with that Jezebel half-ass backdoor hooker. She don't want you for you, Charles. She just wants your money. And you done sat up here and had a baby with her. That money that could be going towards us, saving towards these kids, to maybe go to one of them good old white colleges like Ohio State or University of Michigan. Where's it at now, Charles? Or are you taking care of that baby? Do you even go see that baby, Charles? And then, you know, the whole time, your granddaddy, who was such a stand-up dude, right? This fucking gladiator that you try to compare us to. Your granddaddy was looking stupid as a motherfucker, like, oh. Well, baby, let me tell you what happened. Oh, I can tell you what happened. You slipped and you fell and you accidentally landed up in that goddamn Jezebel half a hooker's pussy. And you had a baby with her. You know what? I can't erase no baby. And God don't make no mistakes, Charles. But all I say is this. You better not be slacking around here. School getting ready to come up. These kids need some new school clothes. Now, usually with my little job that don't mean nothing, usually I take care of that, Charles. But you know what? That's something you need to take care of from now on. Make sure these kids got some fresh school clothes, because my kids are going to be the fanciest dressing motherfuckers from now on. And another thing, you done already bought a baby back. And I can't stop you from laying down in bed with that Jezebel half a hooker. But you better not bring me back nothing. The moment I start itching or feeling like I got some crabs or any type of crazy ass germs that you done got from that Jezebel half a hooker, I'm telling you right now, I will go down to the courtyard. It's not the courtyard, it's the court building. You know what the fuck I meant. Don't correct me, Charles. You don't correct that Jezebel half a hooker. The moment that I feel like I done caught something, because you ain't gonna taint this pure body. Charles, I only laid down with two men before I met your lying, trifling, handsome ass. You bring me anything, I will file them papers and we will get a divorce. And I will take them kids with me and I will move right back down to Run Nigga Run, Alabama. Yeah. Shit was out there. Shit was out there and it was between them. They ain't never tell y'all that. Right? It was always kept a secret. Right now, your mama that you listening to telling you these myths about what kind of gladiator your granddaddy is, what you don't realize is you got some cousins. You got some cousins that you don't even know about. Straight up and down. So let's stop with that shit. Let's address modern day issues in a modern day fashion. And really, when y'all get to comparing grandparents, y'all need to realize something. You're not the woman that your grandmother was. All right? when your grandfather, and this is the part that's going to really sting like a shark. When your grandfather got with your grandmother, she probably only had about like maybe two or three bodies on her. It was some nigga that took her virginity. It was some smooth talking nigga that took her virginity in a barn or a cornfield. And one nigga that she met at a juke joint when she was in her early 20s, who was also probably a slick hair, perm wearing, smooth operator, Billy D. Williams looking ass nigga. Then it was your granddaddy who decided to court her properly and not just fuck her in the back of an alley. You know, your granddaddy was the one that was nice enough to fuck her in his own little bitty one-bedroom apartment and take her out on dates and put his coat on a damn puddle so that she could walk over it. And he sat up and talked to her father because and your grandmother grew up with a father in the house. So your grandfather was able to do some real gentleman shit, which is ask your great grandfather for her hand in marriage. And he made her an honest woman. All right? And let that be the reason he was the third and probably the last nigga that she slept with. All right? Now, being that he knew that she wasn't a virgin, and even when he heard that she had only been with like maybe two other niggas, he couldn't freak out about it because your granddaddy was already 20 deep. Your granddaddy was fucking everything moving because your granddaddy was a fly ass nigga. Because back then you had to be a fly ass nigga. See, it wasn't like today's era where you could be a dusty nigga and fuck around and have three or four chicks pregnant at the same time and actually be able to get some cooch. Alright? Back then, you had to be a fly-ass stand-up dude. Alright? But that's what put your grandmother in position. Number one, she was still salvageable. Alright? Y'all walking around with high-ass body counts. What that nigga say from Snowfall? Bodies, 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 bodies. Y'all walking around with a high-ass body count and still want somebody to treat you like how Big Mama used to get treated. Big Mama was damn near pure. You are used goods. And there's nothing wrong with being used goods, but act like used goods. Don't be a used car with a brand new car type of attitude. Now the time is running up for this show. And you know, I ain't gave y'all a show in a while. So I had to really, you know, show up and show out and really talk some shit. But the moral of the story is, let's quit comparing ourselves to our grandparents. We are not as pure. We are not as strong. For somewhat to deal with the racism and the segregation that they dealt with, we have never had to go through that. By the time we were born, it was already set up for no matter if you're black or white. Hence the reason why Michael Jackson made a song, Black or White. We came up in a softer era. We had more privileges handed to us. So instead of acting spoiled, let's appreciate what we got. And let's start making comparisons. Because like I said, you're getting a half-assed story from someone that was getting a half-assed story. Your grandmama basically told your mother some fantasy bullshit to make herself look good. And then your mother passed that shit down to you. So I'm letting you know how shit really used to go. With that said, that's been another episode of the Lewis Says Black Show. Follow me on the TikToks at Lewis Says Black One. Follow me on the Instagrams as Kodak Black, my name brother in the rap game, as my little rap brother Kodak Black would say. Follow me on the Instagrams at Lewis Says Black. You can find me on Facebook at Lewis Says Black. You can find me on Twitter at Lewis Says Black. And be on the lookout for that album, Lewis Black and the New Jacks. We out of here. Peace.
Yeah, she's strange. And I know you're tired of going back and forth with that nutty ass bitch. This is for y'all. The Lewis S. Black Show.
See what she wants you to see.
That's been another episode of the Lewis S. Black Show. Peace.